Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
चलता फीजी रेडियो और मैं हूँ प्रोग्राम स्टार्ट अविनेश। हमेशा की तरह हम आपके लिए लाए हैं कुछ मस्त सॉन्ग्स, कुछ जानकारी और बहुत सारी बातें। दोस्तों साथियों को स्वागत करते हैं जलसा फीजी रेडियो के सेल लाइव स्ट्रीम में। मैं हूं डायरेक्टर अविनेश और ये हमारा 698 जो एपिसोड है विद प्लेन्स मीडिया। जी हाँ, मैं हूं प्रवीण डॉक्टर विनेश और मेरे साथ में पैनलिंग के साथ देने वाले हैं साहिल और हम कुछ गेस्ट का भी इंतजार कर रहे हैं। सो देयर बी अ गेस्ट टुडे हम जिसके साथ में बात करेंगे एंड इट इज विल बी क्वाइट डिफरेंट टू द अदर इंटरव्यूज बिस दिस टाइम। शायद के बाद में इवन साहिल माइट अग्री की पहली मरतबा है कि जो हमारा गेस्ट है जिससे हम इंटरव्यू या बातचीत करने वाले हैं शी इज लाइक आई टी एस ओल्ड।
जी हाँ
and definitely so that will be quite exciting. So we'll be talking to hum use kahenge little aroha and she is the junior miss OT aroha New Zealand 2026 winner. It kafi badi baat hai ki someone goes from Christchurch or and she competes with 14 other participants and brings the crown back to Christchurch. So congratulations to aroha and use hum thodi der mein baat karne wale hain and she'll be coming with her parents Kiran, proud parents Kiran and Maitri. Jiha, aur is program mein hum we will try to keep that interview for maybe 15-20 minutes kyunki uske baad mein we are going to play a recorded interview jo maine kiya tha with honorable Todd Meckley, the मिनिस्टर जो एसोसिएट मिनिस्टर फॉर फॉरेन अफेयर्स एंड द मिनिस्टर फॉर ट्रेड एंड फॉरेस्ट्री। उसे हम बातचीत जो किए थे तो वो आपको हम इस फ्रिक्वेंसी में सुनाएंगे और अगर आपका यूट्यूब जो वीडियो अगर देखना है देन इट्स ऑन यूट्यूब, आप बाद में देख सकते हो एंड जो लिंक वगैरह हम डाल देंगे व्हेन वी कंप्लीट द फेसबुक जो वीडियो। बट इस प्रोग्राम में यू आर गोइंग टू हियर दैट एज वेल। जी हाँ, जिसमें हम जो बात किए थे अबाउट फ्री ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट, जी हाँ कुछ चर्चे में है बट आई थिंक इन दैट इंटरव्यू वी ग्लेट क्योंकि वी कुड हियर और टेक द इंफॉर्मेशन डायरेक्टली फ्रॉम द मिनिस्टर और उसने हमें जो जानकारी दी है कि व्हाट इट मींस फॉर न्यूजीलैंड बट एट द सेम टाइम व्हाट इट मींस फॉर इंडिया। और अगर कुछ प्रोग्राम्स है जहां पे आप जाना चाहते हो या आपके पास अगर वक्त हो, इफ यू हैव मिस्ड आउट देन डोंट फॉरगेट मदर्स डे इज हैपनिंग टुनाइट एट प्रेबल्टन हॉल 617 स्प्रिंग रोड जो ये अरेंज्ड बाय कैंटरबरी मेलोडी मेकर्स। यू कैन गो एंड हैव पार्टिसिपेट और हैव फन। और दूसरी जो जानकारी में देनी है विच इज कमिंग अप जो नेक्स्ट वीक रहेगा 16th ऑफ मई माँ भागवती चौकी जो पंडित अश्वनी महाराज जी आने वाले हैं दैट इज गोइंग टू हैपन हियर टेम्पलटन हॉल, तो वहां पे आप जा सकते हो। और भी जो काफी इवेंट्स है अनफॉर्चुनेटली आज तो हम बहुत नहीं कवर कर पाएंगे, जैसे जो बांसुरी है इट्स थिएट्रिकल हम कहेंगे ड्रामा है, वर्ल्ड ड्रमिंग फेस्टिवल है एंड देयर इज अदर थिंग्स कमिंग अप लाइक हरियाली तीज का भी डेट्स वगैरह निकल चुका है। मैंने आज देखा जो सेल्विन तीज उसका भी जो डेट्स निकल चुका है। सो ऑल जो आपको पोस्टर्स हमारे फेसबुक पेज पे मिलेंगे जलसा फीजी रेडियो फेसबुक पेज, उस पे आप जो जानकारी ले सकते हो। एंड आज हमारे पास बहुत समय तो नहीं होगा बट जस्ट टू क्विकली साहिल द रिजल्ट बिटवीन क्रुसेडर्स एंड ब्लूज लास्ट नाइट
काफी अच्छा रहा 36-20। इट वाज अ गुड गेम। क्रुसेडर्स भी बहुत दिन बाद जाके अपन थोड़ा अच्छा से खेली से स्पेशली लास्ट 10 मिनट्स जब लोग
which is good. At the same time, I think Dhruva is not doing bad. They won their last game and they have, I think, three games. Bachonga Shah?
I think two games.
Two? Okay.
So, this week bye hai and then I think there's two more games.
Okay.
And I think Crusaders ke teen game bacha hai. And yeah, new stadium's pretty good.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, unfortunately, we don't have much time. Sahil has come really prepared.
Aaj Auckland aur uske Adelaide ke upi semi-final.
Okay.
Soccer A-League. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. Chhe wajah se.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So there you go. So those are the sports information from Sahil. वैसे साहिल के पास तो काफी जो अपडेट्स हैं. काफी, I mean, काफी दिन हो गए. Like we have been missing him, and or जब आया है, then he has a lot to talk. Unfortunately, हम उसको बहुत समय नहीं दे पाएंगे because we are very tight on schedule. So we are now going to play a song.
Mother's Day song.
Yeah. और उसके बाद में we'll start speaking to our guest. और अगर आप हमेशा हमें अगर Facebook पे देखते हो, then don't be disappointed because we'll be switching to, I mean, not switching to, but we'll also adding the Facebook जो live stream भी हम add करेंगे for 15 to 20 minutes, and then we will play that जो हमने पहले बोला था, हमारा जो भी हाल ही में इंटरव्यू हमने किया था विद द ऑनरेबल मिनिस्टर टॉड मैकले, वो आपको हम सुनाएंगे.
जन्म जन्म हो तू ही मेरे पास माँ, जन्म जन्म हो तू ही जमी आसमां, जन्म जन्म हो तू ही मेरे पास माँ, जन्म जन्म ओ तू ही जमी आसमां. ये है खबर दिल में कहीं रब रहता है मगर मेरे दिल में रहती बोली वाली मेरी माँ, मेरे दिल में रहती बोली वाली मेरी माँ. पगली है दुनिया रब को मनाने, मंदिर मजारों तक जाती है, घर में ही मेरे होता है तीरथ, मुझको नजर जब माँ आती है, मुझको नजर जब माँ आती है. जन्म जन्म तू मेरी अरदास माँ, जन्म जन्म तू मेरा एहसास माँ, सच का पता दिल में ही है पर मुझको ये पता मेरे दिल में रहती बोली वाली मेरी माँ, मेरे दिल में रहती बोली वाली मेरी. बचपन से अब तक माँ से क्या सीखा, मैं ये जहाँ को बतलाऊंगा, जब नाज होगा तुमको भी मुझ पे, वो दिन यकीनन मैं लाऊंगा, वो दिन यकीनन मैं लाऊंगा. जन्म जन्म हो तेरा विश्वास माँ, जन्म जन्म रहूँ मैं तेरे पास माँ, इन ख्वाहिशों इन कोशिशों से पहले तो मगर मेरे दिल में रहती भोली वाली मेरी माँ, मेरे दिल में रहती भोली वाली मेरी.
Thinking of your dream home or investment property, contact Vivek Srivastav of Generation Homes. And when time to sell, contact award-winning agent Anshul Gupta of Klein Real Estate. For all your accounting needs, contact Varun of Next Step Accountants. And for your Indian attire, contact Kaur Ethnic. To look handsome and dashing, visit NZ Prime's Baba on Wairaki Road. दोस्तों साथियों को पुनः स्वागत करते हैं जल सफीज रेडियो के लाइव ब्रॉडकास्ट में. वंस अगेन मैं हूं प्रोग्राम डायरेक्टर विनेश और मेरे साथ में आज पैनल के साथ दे रहे हैं साहिल. और जो लोग हमारे साथ फेसबुक में भी जुड़ रहे हैं उनको भी स्वागत करते हैं. और हमारे जो कैमरा पर्सन है शिवनील, उसको भी हम शुक्रिया करना चाहेंगे. और साथ साथ में जैसे हमने शुरू में बोला था कि मदर्स डे इज हैपनिंग टुनाइट एट प्रेबल्टन हॉल, जहां पे आप जा सकते हो. प्रेजेंटेड बाय कैंटरबरी मेलोडी मेकर्स. अगर आपको जाना है और बचे जानकारी या पोस्टर, आप हमारे जो पेज है जल सफीज रेडियो पेज पे आप देख सकते हो. और जैसे हमने शुरू में बोला था that we are expecting guests. Yeah, guests are here already, and this is the first time that I'll be talking to someone who is 80 years old. Actually, for me, it's a kind of a bit of a challenge, and we'll see how that goes. We are going to welcome little Aroha. How do you pronounce your surname, Aroha?
Aroha.
And surname?
Saligami.
Saligami. Saligame?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Aroha Saligame, welcome to our program. Thank you for taking your time and coming. I know you're a very busy lady because you've just been crowned the Junior Miss Aotearoa, New Zealand 2026. Wow, what an achievement. How do you feel?
I feel great about it.
Yeah, you should be feeling on top of the clouds.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's exciting. And we'll welcome your parents, Dad Kiran Saligame and Maitri Saligame. And so I know you've had this journey going to the pageant and competing. So who was kind of more helpful to you, Dad or Mom?
Both?
Yeah. I see. And I understand, well, not understand, I definitely know that you are a very good singer because you are just on the stage, Jalsa Talent Series.
Yeah.
So we know how you sing, but at that particular day, I know you're not that well, but still, you did great. You are one of those persons or we say candidates who come to the stage and make, I think, Sahil's life a bit easy because you don't need to look at the lyrics, which is quite great. And I think you're very talented. So about your patients, I'll go through the questions, but maybe not in the order that you're used to.
Yeah.
So I'm more interested in your patients. So I know you love singing. So apart from singing, what else do you do as a patient?
Well, I play the Indian violin and the Western violin, and I do Bharatanatyam dancing, and I like doing artwork, and I play badminton and cricket.
And you do it all alone?
Yeah, sometimes.
No, what I mean is, I thought you'll have to have 10 or 15 of our hosts to do that many things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea how you do that, but that's quite wonderful, what we call people like you as a multi-talented and very artistic. We can just wonder and dream to be that way, but it looks like you're God-gifted. So great. Keep up your good work because we want to see more of you. And what an achievement once again, going to Auckland, beating 13 other?
14.
14. And then becoming the winner. And also, I think you were crowned as the community champion.
Yeah.
Yes, that's definitely very exciting. So apart from, I know this is not a day-to-day job that you're doing. It's not like you go and compete every day.
No.
What do you do normally? Do you go to school?
So I go to school and we do lots of stuff at school, like writing and reading and maths. And then I come back and I eat my lunch because I don't finish my lunch at school. And then I usually have after-school activities, so I go to that. And then I come back and I do music practice. And then I eat my dinner. And if I've been really good, I get to watch TV.
I see. And when it's a morning time and you have to go to school, how do you feel?
I feel good.
Are you good? Okay. Yeah. So there you go. Nothing that I can really ask. You're making a bit difficult for me to ask questions because I was wanting to hear something that you don't want to do, like you don't want to go to school. Then that makes us a bit common.
Sometimes I don't want to go to school and I want to sleep in.
Right.
But usually on Wednesdays I like going to school because we get to do these things called discovery and we get to go to different classes and do lots of activities.
Mm. Okay, you've got a very valid reason, Aroha, but my friend over here, Sahil, he doesn't have any reason, but he doesn't like going to school when he was a kid. Anyway, no, that's very exciting. Now, we'll ask a few questions to Dad, Kiran. Of course, you must be very proud of Aroha here. So what have you won during your lifetime? Have you ever competed in those kind of pageant or something like that?
First of all, namaste, Vinishji. Thank you so much for having us on the show. No, not really. Maine abhi tak aisa pageant ya kuch nahi compete kiya hoon. Whatever I do, I just support my girl.
Yeah, exactly. But you should have, because who knows?
We need to have talent. I don't have much talent.
Maitri ji, you should be very proud.
Super, super proud, as always. Not the first time. But yeah, every time she shines with confidence, definitely makes us proud.
Exactly, it's such a proud moment for you. And just quickly, Maitri, where are you from? I understand you all are from India. What place in India?
Yeah, so we are both from Bangalore, south of India. Mm. Although I am from, my roots are from Mangalore, which is about 400 kilometers from Bangalore. We both grew up in Bangalore. It's been last 14 years since we've been here in New Zealand. So, yeah, we come from Bangalore, but we've called this place as home now.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of a good choice, I guess, for you people. Are you satisfied with your choice? Or do you think after this, after Aroha winning such a wonderful kind of crown, you maybe planning to go somewhere else and trying luck?
No, Vinishji. I think it's just the start. Yeah. You know, it is called as a pageant show. It was called as a pageant show, but it was more about developing the child, you know, in leadership, showing empathy, showing respect, you know, making sure they learn the art of giving, doing community service. They also taught a lot of etiquette and, you know, how to behave, etc. So it was an overall journey for her. It was called as a pageant show, but it was nothing about beauty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a wonderful journey so far. We feel really blessed that we were supported wholeheartedly by the community as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether you know, but Sahil and my team knows that whenever I do my talent series, and most of the time I end up saying, this is just a platform that I am providing for local talents. So I kind of emphasize that it is a platform for local talents. It may not have all the our resources are not that may be not that great, but we do try to provide the platform. And I keep saying that my dream is if someone from this platform can go and achieve something and bring something back to Christchurch.
Absolutely.
And my dream came true. And the other thing I kept saying is, though the singers can be adults, but my focus is always on child. So sometimes I receive call in the last minute when I've already closed these slots, and I'll receive a call and say, oh, this is a kind of 9-year-old or 10-year-old, 15. And they know that I can't refuse. Then I say, okay, I'll make some sort of adjustment. So, of course, now Aroha is making me proud, because now I can say my dream is kind of accomplished in that way. And hopefully people who are listening to us, they might come forward and try so that Aroha is kind of an inspiration for them. Now let's quickly focus on the community work. Now the tough kind of bits are coming in. So when it comes to the community work, how did that go?
It went well. So I did lots of community services, including bake sales and attending a couple of Anzac services, making handmade thank you cards to the soldiers and veterans, and attending church service and serving morning tea, going to elderly residents' homes and cleaning up their garden, and donating items to the SPCA, taking a challenge to do at least 10,000 steps every day to raise funds for Kids Can, and playing violin in various places, all while spreading the message about Kids Can and the pageant.
I see. And the next question is, how did you feel? Did you enjoy those kind of activities while you were going there?
And yeah, I felt really great and I felt proud of all the hard work I had done.
Mm. So how do you approach people? So you just woke up with your violin and say, can I play for you? Or you someone makes arrangements for you in advance?
We just went to these markets and we just played and put the Kids Can fundraising box so people could donate.
Mm. Right, and I guess the challenge that you took walking kind of 10,000, so where did that idea come from? Do you like walk a lot?
We usually walk like 10-15 kilometers, and one time we walked 20 kilometers and I did lots of steps. So I thought 10,000 steps, they could be like a bit easy that because not much people do 10,000 steps. So I thought that would taking 10,000 steps a day would be good to raise funds.
Mm. But in reality, even though she said 10,000, she would take 10,000 steps, she made like 17,000 steps on an average every single week.
Wow.
Every single day, 17 to 20,000 steps.
Mm.
So, yeah, weekly average was like 17,000 every single week throughout April.
So when you are kind of taking those steps, like do you have an app which counts the steps?
Yeah, I have a Fitbit watch that counts my steps.
Mm.
And if I do like lots of steps, it usually says like it says that you've done enough because... you've done enough, but even though it says that, I just keep doing it if I have time.
I see. That's quite wonderful. I mean, I also do take steps, but I don't count, and I don't have an app that counts, so I have no idea how many steps I take, I mean, in a day.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid and when I had to go to school in my days, when I was in primary school, I had to walk to my school.
Yeah.
And must be maybe 4 kilometers or something that I had to walk. And I was sometimes feeling like you, but I think mostly feeling like you, not wanting to go in the morning. But when I'm in the classroom, then I'm fine. It's just like taking those steps and going to the school was quite tough for me.
Yeah.
So what I used to do is I would just count the steps just to keep my mind off and doing something so that I don't really feel bad I'm going to school.
Yeah, if you can't, it's a bit hard when you count steps because... you can't keep up because if you think you've taken like 10 steps you've actually like taken 15 or 20 steps.
No, it's definitely hard to count, especially when you're counting like 10,000 or it's a big number, then you can just lose it. But app is great. That is a new technology that's coming up, and that's your generation.
Yeah.
In our generation we didn't have those kind of apps, and I'm wondering if it was me, then I'm not sure who would be counting the steps. I mean, I have to find a trusted person. Not sure whether Sahil would have been my choice. Anyways, so when you were doing those activities, I guess you had a team, like parents or some other team that you were working with. Were you doing it with other people?
So if I've not done 10,000 steps, so when I come after school and I've eaten my dinner or before dinner, I usually put something on the TV to so it's like just like a YouTube channel that like it's walk at home. So I usually do that, and I usually finish 10,000 steps every day. But I took a pledge to do it throughout the April, but I just like if I have time or I'm walking everywhere, I just do 10,000 steps, even though I'm not said that I'm going to do it, but I just like doing it.
No worries. What I'll do is I'll just divert the attention. We'll go from the steps, and because we don't have much time, so I can't really grill you and ask all the lots of questions, like technical questions and what you went through. So I will just try to ask you a different question. What's your favorite food like? What do you eat? Ice cream or...?
My favorite junk food is garlic bread, french fries and ice cream and milkshakes. But when it's healthy food, I like my mum's homemade pasta. It's green pasta with like spinach and kumar into a paste. And I like eating pizza, but I like only eating cheese pizza or corn cheese pizza.
I see. And do you look forward to going back to India for a visit? You want to go and show off your crown to them?
Exactly. I when I go to India, I like visiting my grandparents because they go to the dairy and like get stuff, and I like walking with them. And my grandma, like, she from the shop, she gets me something sometimes, and I like visiting them and going to the park, because in my dad's parents, they live in an apartment, so they have like a swimming pool and a playground, and I like playing on the playground and playing on the swing.
Exactly. I think this is the right moment for you to go and visit them, because you'll be more pampered now that you've won this crown. Anyways, we are running short of time. We don't have that much time. So what I will do is, do you like to thank anybody for helping you or helping you out with these activities?
First, I would thank my parents for all the hard work and effort they have put in and done for like my gown, and they've done the dress. And then I would like to thank all the kind people who have kindly donated and supported me in the journey, so I could raise more and more funds for Kids Can.
Thank you so much. Even your gown, I understand that was made out of recycling material or something. Yeah, there's a bit about that as well. But yeah, as I've said, we may not be able to cover that. We will be meeting each other again, maybe in sometime in the future. Then we can actually go through those kind of more detail. But well done. You have done very well, especially making us proud. Bringing something back to Christchurch. So no, thank you for doing that, and congratulations. So, dear Kiran, would you like to thank people who would have supported, because I know you have made a lot of phone calls.
Absolutely, Vinesh. First of all, thank you to you. You know, even a small share on our Facebook page really helped us. So I would like to thank each and everybody, you know, who have been part of this journey, directly and indirectly, those who contributed, you know, those who helped us spread the news. The community and friends have been very supportive, you know. So thank you to each and everybody.
Thank you. And Maitri, and I understand that a little Aroha did a bit of biking as well as part of the activity. So was it coming from you or...?
Yeah, well, she helped me with baking.
I see.
And yeah, we did a few things. Mm. And yeah, she went with her dad to his office and sold all the things that we had made together, all the sweet treats.
Are you kind of, do you love cooking and baking?
I love cooking, yes, but I'm not an expert with baking. But together, it was easy. We did not do fancy things as such, but yes, we did it together.
I think kids, like when we have kids, because I have one, so I can relate to my kind of experience. They kind of give us a reason to do something.
Exactly.
And then we learn, though we might be doing something, but with them we learn a lot as well. We see them growing, and actually they make us grow as well. I'm sure that this experience would have meant a lot for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And one more, and we would really like to thank Archana Tandon Ajay. She was the one who, you know, led us to this pageant show. Because she has seen Aroha performing in Christchurch, around Christchurch. So Aroha is a kind of a known figure, and she recognized the talent that Aroha has, and she gave us the platform. So we would really like to thank Archana ji.
Yeah. She let us know about this pageant first, and she asked why don't we try? And thank you. Definitely thanks, Archana ji, for the lead. And then, for everyone.
She was the only one from South Island, and she was the winner. So... a big thank you to everybody.
Thank you so much. And same over here. We know Archana Tandon and Surinder Tandon.
Yes.
They're part of the Christchurch Multicultural Council. And that's how we started as well. They were the one who introduced kind of radio program to us. And they were the first people.
Okay.
And that's how our journey started. And that is a story for another day. Not today, of course. So what we will do is we will try to close up the interview. And then we have an interview that we recorded to play for our audience. So we will let you go. And Aroha, so going from here, what happens next? Any plans?
like today or
no, like your future after you have competed, you have got that experience. Do you want to take more challenges in future?
Yeah, because I like taking challenges and winning and keeping all the keeping awards in memory and it's it's nice.
The other question before you go is, like, were you ever scared, like, when you were on stage and, you know, those people were sitting like judges and trying to ask you questions?
Well, for the pageant, like, was the first, like, journey that I had ever gone to, like, with real judges and with points and stuff. But I didn't feel really scared because I've sung in front of 50 million people in India,
50,000 people.
So I didn't feel really scared because I had some supporters and they kept saying my name, so I felt more confident.
I see, there you go, like so brave, and that's one thing many people feel, the stage fear. I think it is a kind of a skill that you have, or a gift that you have that many people don't.
When I first performed, I felt scared, but like when I went on and on,
she's now used to being on stage several times.
Used to be on the spotlight and watching you.
We also treat Auckland as our second home. We have a lot of family friends there, and they really came in numbers and supported us. So thank you to people in Auckland as well.
Yeah, definitely. But we would want to keep Aroha for Christchurch, because we don't want you to go to Auckland. We want you to stay here and compete and bring more, or say steal more trophies and crowns from Auckland and bring it home.
Yeah.
There you go. That's the spirit. So we'll let you go. We have a nice speaking to Kiran, Maitri, and
Likewise,
little Aroha.
Likewise, Thank you so much for having us today.
Yep. And congratulations once again to Junior for winning the Junior Miss Aotearoa New Zealand 2026 crown, and also being crowned as a community champion. Wonderful. So we'll catch up with you later some other day.
Yeah.
But for people who are on Facebook, thank you so much for joining us. We will switch off our live pretty soon. So chalo, once again, aapko yaad dilane agar ab jana hai, Mother's Day that's happening in Pemberton Hall tonight, aap ja sakte ho. Otherwise, I leave it for Sahil. He needs to play an interview that I had with Honorable Todd Macleay, and that is regarding the free trade deal that was signed between New Zealand and India. So agar aapko jankari chahiye, aap sun sakte ho. And if you want to kind of hear back or phir se sunna, then it is on YouTube as well. और फेसबुक में आपको मिलेगा जलसा फिजी रेडियो फेसबुक पे जो बच्चे प्रोग्राम से. अदरवाइज थैंक यू सो मच. शुभ रात्रि, एंजॉय कीजिए, एंड हैप्पी मदर्स डे टू ऑल फॉर द कमिंग संडे. Welcome to Jalsa Fiji Radio. This is program director Vinesh. Today I have this opportunity to be speaking to the minister himself, Honorable Todd Macleay. Todd is the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry, Trade and Investment, and Associated Minister of Foreign Affairs. He has been recently to India, and the topic, as you may have guessed, is free trade agreement between New Zealand and India. This is not the first time a free trade agreement has been signed, nor it would be the last time. But we would like to hear from the minister what he feels about this particular agreement and why is it so special. So I would like to welcome Mr. Todd Macleay to the show. And let's start with a very simple and easy question, sir. How was your trip, or how do you regard your recent trip to India?
Well, Buller and Namaste, thank you so much for having me on. It was a very successful visit, one of the most successful New Zealanders ever had, because we signed the free trade agreement. Do you know, 16 years ago, April this year, New Zealand had its first ever negotiation with India, and subsequently after that, the negotiation stalled or stopped and disappeared, and Prime Minister Luxon and opposition said we would do a deal, a high-quality deal in the first 3 years of government, and we've been able to achieve that. So it's significant. When we're up in New Delhi, there was great celebration, and it will deliver significant opportunity for every single New Zealander. It is another way of future-proofing the economy. It doesn't matter what happens anywhere else in the world, New Zealanders will continue to be able to do well, growing their businesses and exporting.
Thank you, sir. Well, indeed, and congratulations for achieving that milestone. We would definitely agree that it is a big deal when it comes to the agreement. Unfortunately, a layperson might not be accessing the actual PDF content of the agreement itself or going through the fine print. So how would you briefly describe what it means for people over here?
Well, two things. New Zealand is a population of a few more than 5 million people. India is a population of 1.4 billion. And my math is not great, but that means it's about 250 people for every New Zealander. Maybe it's even more than that. So the point of this is it is just a huge market. It's the world's most populous nation. Within the next decade, it will be world's third largest economy. In the end, you will see that the big economies of the world will be China, India, America, and we can't guess it in what order yet. That will work itself out. So this allows New Zealanders and New Zealand companies to be on the ground floor of significant growth in India, of infrastructure, of their economy, and their ability and desire to export. And it not only levels the playing field, it gives some of our exporters preferential, better access than anybody else in the world. 95% of everything New Zealand exports either is tariff-free or will have significant tariff elimination. And when fully enforced over about the next 10 years, 87% of everything we export will be tariff-free. And so that is, you know, unprecedented access to 1.4 billion people for New Zealand companies. I think you will see the profile of our exports continue to grow. We'll export to America and to China and the European Union and to the UK and everywhere else, but you will see much more effort go into this relationship with India. That'll be good for our economy. It's going to mean a lot of jobs in New Zealand.
Thank you, sir. And it's always you'd be hearing the questions would be more around what is there for New Zealand. I'll ask the other way around. What is there for India? Why would India agree to such a deal when, as you mentioned, it took us so long to get the deal done? Why would India suddenly agree to go with the deal?
Well, that's a great question, and it's not one that many of the New Zealand media have asked because it isn't obvious what India would get. You know, 1.4 billion people, we're 5 million. We're not even really a city in India. But what they get is a very high-quality agreement. I, with my Indian counterpart, he and I agree that the way that you grow your economy and you provide certainty and opportunity to businesses and to your citizens is a number of trade deals, and it comes to the quality. So this is one of the highest quality deals India has negotiated and signed, and I think you will see them using this as a bit of a formula for some of the other things that they will do. We've also agreed that we want it to be quite strategic. It's not just about buying and selling from each other. There are a number of things we put in the agreement that will make it easier for Indian New Zealand businesses to grow their relationship sustainably and become more interconnected and reliant upon each other. You think about your business. If all you're doing is having to go out to a marketplace and find the products you need to put into your factory to manufacture shoes, and every time you've got to go somewhere else, then actually you can't give certainty to the companies you supply or their consumers of quality, or the shoes you're producing will always be there in the volumes they want. And so what you will see is long-term deals being signed between New Zealand and Indian companies for supply, developing together in services, ICT, all these other areas. And I think what that means is actually those connections, people to people and business to business, will become even more valuable. But what India also gets is another partner, because Prime Minister Luxon said that our relationship with India would be a strategic priority. We have a very long history with India around the world, as well as, you know, in each other's countries. And this agreement merely takes that relationship to the next step. I wanted just to correct one thing I said earlier. I said the negotiation started 16 years ago. It stopped many times. This negotiation, we started 9 months ago last year when Prime Minister Luxon visited with New Zealand's largest ever business delegation to India, and we negotiated the high-quality deal in 9 months, in itself a significant achievement.
Thank you, sir. And I know, I mean, some would criticize that though we got a good deal, but maybe we missed out on something. Would you agree that we did miss out on something, or we didn't have a choice?
No, I mean, we didn't do a deal with 1.3 billion Indians. We did a deal with every single Indian. So I think we didn't miss out on anything at all. But it is fair that you don't get everything you want in a trade negotiation, because it is a negotiation. We got very good access for a lot of agricultural products. For the first time ever, India has given preferential access for apples. No one else in the world had that before. We have very low tariff rate for our wine exports. 150% tariff down to 20%. 5% or 50% depending upon the value. For the first time ever, New Zealand has access for honey, Manuka honey. No one else in the world has that, and we're the first country in the world, just these are many, but these are a few examples, to have a tariff-free quota for kiwi fruit, four times what we sell India in any one year, and those are commercially meaningful. So across the board, there's been access. Probably the one area we didn't get as much as we would have wanted is in dairy. India has never opened up dairy to anybody. You know, they have a very large number of small dairy farmers there, and New Zealand only produces 3% of the world's milk, but it is a sensitivity for India. However, we did get access others haven't in a number of areas. Infant formula can go into India tariff-free. We got a quota, a large quota of very high-value dairy product worth maybe $16,000 a tonne, compared to skim milk powder, which is maybe $4,000 a tonne, into India. And so that's very good. And one of the most important things, I think, is that we have reached agreement that says if New Zealand exports dairy to India for value to be added and then re-exported, is tariff-free. So I think you will see New Zealand dairy companies partnering with Indian dairy companies, product being imported from New Zealand, being manufactured and then re-exported with Indian dairy to other markets that India has a trade agreement with. And that in itself, that partnership could be extremely valuable for the New Zealand dairy exporter. Albeit Indian consumers might have to wait a little bit long before they get some New Zealand butter or New Zealand ghee.
I see. Thank you, sir. I actually have a lot of questions, but I'm looking at the time. We don't have really that much time that I would have hoped for. So I have to go quickly through the questions, because my way of is more like conversation, but I have some questions from the community. I've got Amit Sarkar over here, whom I would like to acknowledge, especially the Christchurch Bengali community. And we have some questions from the community as well. One is more towards the tertiary sector. So what do we expect? What do we expect out of this deal?
New Zealand thinks it's important to offer high-quality education. You know, some of our universities sit at the top, rankings around the world. So in the agreement, we have agreed that, if young Indians can meet the requirements of the New Zealand immigration standards, they're able to come and study in New Zealand. And we've made commitments so they can, while they're studying a degree, up to 20 hours a week work rights. And once they finish their degree, they can have a post-study work right. They can stay and work for a period of time for a bachelor's degree, 2 years, a master's or STEM subject, 3 years, a PhD, 4 years. We've done it this way because we want to increasingly attract people from India to do higher levels of degree. We need them in our economy, but we've also agreed with the Indian government they want young Indians to get education and experience, and they want them to return home to help continue to build the economy there as the jobs are created. So we just see that as a partnership. So I don't know that you will see a huge number of Indian students coming to New Zealand. There have always been students here. They're very welcome. But I think what you will see is, rather than lower level studies or degrees, more masters and more PhDs, and that's very, very important, because it's just another way of contributing not only to the New Zealand economy, it helps us help India to provide higher levels of education to young Indians.
I see. And are you trying to assure us that there would be won't be like unfettered immigration kind of coming into the country?
No, there won't be. There's nothing in the agreement that allows that. The New Zealand government has reserved the right to change settings to control our immigration, our borders. And we do that everywhere. But what it does say is we can't single out India. So a future government couldn't say, well, we're happy to have students from Australia, but we don't want them from India. We treat India with the same respect we treat all others. And so the New Zealand government has the ability to moderate the requirements before you can get a student visa visa to come to New Zealand, and we do that for all countries rather than any one in particular. But what it does mean, different than others, that if Indian students choose to come here and they meet those requirements, they will have that ability to work 20 hours and then a post-study work right after they get their degree. And if we change the settings for other countries around the world to lessen that, it is a guarantee to India. And in return, we have other types of access that New Zealand businesses and young people will have to India. We see it as a win-win, but no, there will be not be unfettered access. There won't be jumbo jets full of people from India or anywhere else in the world coming down here as a right. It is not an immigration agreement. It is a trade agreement. But trade is also about services, and education and tourism are part of trade. And so we have given certainty to India and clarified the rules, but the New Zealand government reserves the right to change those rules based upon, you know, what a government wants in the future.
Thank you, sir. I know we are running kind of almost to the time, but I have just two more quick questions if you have that much moment. One is the promise in the agreement, as I understand, that we are going to, is it promote investment or is it to invest in India?
Yeah, just to promote investment. That's right. Yeah, so we've taken a commitment for the government to promote investment. It is not a commitment to invest, but there is an amount of money which is aspirational. The Indian High Commission to New Zealand a few months ago said it's aspirational. But our commitment is to promote, to make it easier for New Zealanders, to lead them to the market. Already we're seeing some companies from New Zealand invest. There's a New Zealand bed manufacturing company announced a $200 million investment in India to create a factory there to manufacture beds for the Indian market and to export around the region. Another New Zealand company doing financial services, and technology signed a contract with India's third largest bank when we were there. By the way, India's third largest bank, I think, is probably bigger than all of New Zealand banks added up. Their technology helps that bank deliver a better service to their customers. They'll open up an office in New Delhi and they'll employ Indians as well as New Zealanders, send them out there. That's investment. And so it is easier for those two companies to do that now because the Indian government has said they will set up a special system just for you, New Zealand, no one else in the world, to make it easier to get to permission to invest. And so we will work very hard over the next 15 years to help promote investment. We want more investment from New Zealanders in India. We want more Indian companies to invest in New Zealand, because every time a New Zealand company invests overseas in a very large market, 1.4 billion people, that's good for New Zealand as well, and that company here, because it gives them better access to a market that we could, you know, before this FTA, only dream of being able to trade into.
Thank you, sir. And to finish off the interview, the last question is, now that we are shaking hands with India, can we say honestly say that they are truly welcome in New Zealand?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they are. We're a very welcoming nation. The number of tourists from India has started to increase. I live in Rotorua. That's my electorate. It's a big tourist town. The number of Indian families I start to see on holiday, going and doing the same things as New Zealanders and other, you know, visitors from around the world increases, and it's a very good thing. You know, India has always been welcome, and you know, we've just got to be mindful that we, when people come and they work here, that actually they're treated fairly, and they in return, you know, understand the way that a country works. But this is a significant achievement between the two governments. We have negotiated a trade agreement that is 700 pages. We have signed it in public in front of the eyes of the world, saying the two governments trust each other, and we want the people in our nations to become friends, and those people-to-people and cultural contacts to grow, just as we want the business and industry to grow. It is a common set of rules that people can rely upon. I think that we will look back in 10 years from now and see that this was the launch pad to a much, much greater and more integrated and important relationship.
Thank you, sir. Quite humble and pleased to know that, we kind of Indians are welcome, and you are giving us that assurance. Thank you, sir, and thank you so much for your time. We'll see if we are have any other opportunity to catch up with you again. And just to leave the interview, when are you planning your next trip to India?
Well, we're talking through that now. I've got a lot of invitations. A lot of New Zealand companies want to go up there and do business, trade missions. There's going to be a big summit or seminar about the ways we should do trade together, particularly in the technology space and so on. I'm told we could do one in Auckland and one in New Delhi. And so there will be a lot of contact in the coming years. Can't tell you exactly when, but I'll be there again before the end of the year.
Thank you, sir. And I hope all the best with your next trip to India. And congratulations once again to you and your hardworking team. So that was Honorable Todd McLeay, the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry, Trade and Investment, and Associate Minister for Foreign Affairs. And this is Jalsa Fiji Radio, and I'm the program director, Vinesh. And with me is Amit Sarkar, representing the Christchurch Bengali community.
Great. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. See you.
ऐसे तन्हा तो ना थे तन्हा छोड़े हैं गए
तेरे हमको माफी कर बैठे गुस्ताखी होता है तो काफी बाबू पूछता है दिल में सब रखते हैं खुशियों को तरसते हैं खुद पे ही हंसते हैं कामों को छुपाए
खैर है यारों कम से कम जान से जाना पाए हम इनकार के बहाने कई बार
करते करते
हमने वही लगाया दिल जहां दिल लगाना मना था आखिर वही किए सजदे जहां सर झुकाना मना था क्यों जिंदगी बिता दी जहां पे एक पल बिताना मना था क्यों उस गली में रहते थे हम जहां रोज जाना मना था
टुकड़े कितने हुए मेरी कलम के आंसू बहने लगे इस नज़्म को लिखते लिखते हुए हर सांस गवाही भरती मेरी के प्यार न करियो राजा हुए सुर ऐसे ऐसे लगते हैं जब बजे प्यार का बाजा हुए बेदर्दी नशा कराया जा उस नशे में झूमूं सारा दिन दिल टूटा लेके हाथों में मैं मजे में घूमूं सारा दिन
अब कोई भी काम न आए रब ही तेरी जान बचाए तो मुझे उनमें फंसता दिखे है जो खुद तू नहीं जाल बिछाए अब नहीं तेरी आंखों में मस्ती तू बस है बहानों की बस्ती तेरी हर एक बात है सस्ती तो चुप तो रोना भी ना आए
हमने वही लगाया दिल जहां दिल लगाना मना था आखिर वही किए सजदे जहां सर झुकाना मना था गली में रहते थे हम जहां रोज जाना मना था
जमाने फिर से जलवा दिखाने मुश्किल वक्त तो बंदा सख्त हम फिर आईसीन बनाने ए, करते पग पग हम शत प्रतिशत ये लड़के लगभग हम पूरी दुनिया में देखो करते करतब परिश बॉय दिल्ली है मरते दम तक मैं ही शॉन मैं ही वेन मैं ही सीन मैं ही गेम मेरे खून में है जीत देख पास आके वेन कलाकार का है ब्रेन डबल आर की है ट्रेन और दिमाग का है टाइम बुल्गारिक चेन इंसान इनसेन मेरा काम इनसेन दो ही दोस्त है मेरे मेरा पेन मेरा पेन ए आई जस्ट ब्रेन मेरे गाने प्रोपेन मेरे सर पे है क्राउन मेरे पे है फेम Let me gang it,
I'm a gang, I'm a crew, I'm a crew. Culture king. Challi tu bin allah teri gang bin alli tu well connected politically main well connected spiritually mainstream commercial mein lyrically abhi underrated main criminal lane ki dal nikal le inki kitni jalli saal puri kar dunga tasalli main King. Shoo boy, Bobby Shaw.